going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app and, of course, on YouTube, too, at the Team 980. And it's our pleasure to welcome, I believe, back to the show, Mike Vorkunov of The Athletic. I think we did this last year sometime during some of the NBA. Something silly was happening.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm forgettable, so I can understand.
No one remembers on the show before. Look, Mike, we do 3 hours a day. I don't remember what I had for lunch yet, or today, nevertheless, yesterday. This is very much a me thing.
Oh, listen, I'm not taking offense. I'm saying that literally. It's okay.
All right, well, this story, definitely not forgettable. This story is one I'm going to remember reading for a long time. Mike wrote about I guess the best way to describe this is ongoing betting scandal in both college and professional sports. This does include a branch of the tree, if you will, that was the Jontay Porter piece of this. Porter, of course, suspended by the NBA for his role. And in Mike's story in The Athletic, there's more details on that. But I think a lot of us, Mike, in reading about the Jontay Porter story, assume like that was its own tree. When did you realize, no, that's not a tree, that's a branch off this much bigger thing that authorities, both authorities in the regulatory space of leagues, but also federal investigative authorities are looking at?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. I think it's important to note, too, this is something that everyone still seems to be kind of piecing together, too. There's a federal investigation into this from, you know, the FBI and the DOJ looking into this. But, you know, I think it was the Jontay Porter case last March that kind of spurred the interest, or rather, led to the FBI getting involved, right, as they were looking into him talking to these other men that are involved in this, you know, alleged sports gambling scheme with him. And the further they looked around the same time, I don't know if you remember, there was a Temple game, college basketball game, that raised the interest of betting integrity monitors, and eventually made its way into the public that there was like this line that drastically went up over a period of time related to the first half there of that game. And so I think that was around the time when the federal law enforcement got into it and started looking into this, and they started to see some potentially the same people kind of cross-pollinating between those two things. And I think it's hard to talk about this in terms of definitives, right? We still don't know for sure. The federal investigation is ongoing. The NCAA is investigating. The schools are not saying much at this point, but they are investigating links between the Jontay Porter case, which led to him being banned from the NBA, and also, you know, potential sports gambling impropriety with a number of college basketball programs this season.
So the Porter details that you have in this story, to me, are fascinating because they read like a movie script. And there's also this, like, these guys cannot possibly be this stupid, can they? So basically, Jontay Porter tips off these gamblers who bet massive amounts on the under Jontay Porter's. Porter then is like, oh, my eye is injured, I have to leave this game. They hit, and then it happens a couple of times and people are onto it. I mean, in some ways, Mike, I don't have a better way to ask this. Like, Could they possibly be that stupid, like, to bet that much money on someone like Jontay Porter? All due respect to him as a basketball player, which is not a whole lot relative to his NBA brethren, that they would get caught this easily? Or is this more sophisticated potentially than it reads in this story and with those very few details isolated outside of their larger context?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think there's seems like some clumsiness on their behalf, right? At one point, Jontay Porter even texted those people that he was working with, according to what, you know, law enforcement found on the messages they found on their phone, saying, like, are we getting hit with a RICO for this, which is obviously a federal crime. But yeah, they were talking about it for, you know, for over 2 months there. He got out of a January 27th game with an eye injury, or what he claimed was an eye injury, and then he claimed an illness for a March 20th game. And which kind of, you know, these are the messages that the government was able to take off their phones, which show the kind of premeditated nature of this. And I think how this whole thing worked, right? Like, he got into gambling debt, according to the feds, and that's how he decided he had to pay them off. And, you know, I think it's very interesting because that's the most that we know about this, you know, this scheme to this point, right? So as we're all trying to piece together what else is going on, it's curious that this was kind of the path they chose. And to your point, it was a little bit clumsy because if they find your communication, right, like in the federal government has a way of being able to do that, if they start investigating something, there's a lot of incriminating stuff left on their phones to connect them to it.
Yeah. Again, everybody, when you commit your crimes, don't do it in writing. A professional, it's not professional advice, it's just kind of logical. I've never committed any crimes, certainly none in writing. Mike Vorkunov is with us from The Athletic here on The Hoffman Show. I guess the other part that I have to ask about Porter specifically is, like, dude's making NBA money. Like, how much gambling debt are we talking about here that he felt the need to throw games that wasn't just like, yeah, I'll pay you for these poker games because I have the cash to do so, and I'm not going to ruin the rest of my career by putting this at risk. Like, how does a guy in that situation, nevertheless, maybe some of the college athletes we're talking about, get down that bad?
That's a great question. And that's something I've certainly been thinking about too. You know, he is, you know, he was making the league minimum last year, but that's still, he was on a two-way contract, but that's still $500,000, right? It was not his first year in the NBA. He's the brother of Michael Porter Jr., who's on a max deal, right? So at least there's family money to speak of. And so that's something I've been wondering about. How much gambling debt do you have to be in to be willing to throw your own games, right? And I think it's a very important question because it can kind of speak to how badly he was tied up into it and how badly others might be tied up into it. And I think that's one of the more interesting things that we don't know about all this. We know a little bit about how this has worked, maybe even more than we originally thought we could. But yeah, one thing that did strike out at me is that one of the messages, the text messages that they found, is that Porter texted one of the people who was also arrested in this along with him as part of this, you know, this gambling scheme that the federal government says was in play, was that he said, if I don't get you $8,000 by Friday, you're coming to Toronto to beat me up. You know, that's a direct quote from the text messages. To me, $8,000, not if you're making $500,000 an NBA player, perhaps doesn't sound like an inordinate amount of money. But we also don't know how many times that kind of message was sent, or, you know, how many times they talk about such things. So yeah, the amount of money at play here is critical, and that's an answer we don't have yet.
Yeah, that is definitely interesting. One of the other really interesting parts of your story, Mike, I thought was something you covered towards the end of it, which is kind of the second tier conversation off of this, which is, did the system actually work, right? And so in some ways, if you want to make a historical comparison here, like, Prohibition in the 1920s didn't stop people from drinking alcohol. It just all moved underground. And for years, sports gambling, we all knew it was happening. And it was either happening in very small amounts legally in Las Vegas or with bookies around the country illegally under the table. And now, you have quotes from Adam Silver, for instance, who's like, basically, we partner with these places, the sports the integrity monitors and the sports books, and, you know, that we can catch things like this happening. So is this actually proof of concept in some ways of the legalization of sports gambling? Or is this larger ring a proof that putting it out into the public sphere and allowing more people in is encouraging it to happen in larger numbers and thus incurring more problems?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question, and that's something kind of at the heart of the legalization of sports gambling right now, right? I think if you're talking to Adam Silver or you're talking to any of these professional sports leagues that are now in bed with the gambling industry, you're talking to people from sports books or from integrity monitors, they're saying, because it's legal now and it's above board, these things are easier to catch, right? Adam Silver compared it to insider trading, which is at least you have records of all these things. And so you're able to say, hey, we saw, you know, this betting line for this game spike up. Let's look into it. Let's follow down the trail and we can find if something bad was going on. And so they're saying that's a reason why it's good that sports gambling rather is legalized, right? And if you talk to kind of sports gambling experts and people who have been involved in that space for a while, they've said, look, match fixing to some degree has been going on for a while. And something like this was able to be caught because it was, you know, going through the legal channels. But I think you make a fair point. Like, it's a lot easier to gamble now, right? And if it's a lot easier to gamble, more people are going to be gambling and there's more opportunity for something like this to happen. You know, before last year, I was able to gamble on prop bets for two-way guys, right? Like, that's how the Jontay Porter thing happened. It's like you were able to bet on Jontay Porter's points, rebounds, and assists. Who really knows anything about Jontay Porter's points, rebounds, and assists, right? Like, Jontay Porter, right? Like, the most hardcore Raptors fans last year would probably not have much idea of what to expect from Jontay Porter on any given night, right? And I think now we also have a generation of athletes coming up that have been gambling, right? Like, it's so easily accessible. It's in your pocket. I think we know with some level of confidence that even if you're not of age to gamble, if you're not 21, you're probably still gambling. We've seen it. You make an account through your family members, through your parents, through, you know, girlfriends, boyfriends, like whatever it is. And so the ease of access to gambling has so many downstream effects that you can see how this all can go wrong. And we see kind of like leagues acknowledging this a little bit. The NBA work with DraftKings and FanDuel, who are their two official betting partners to cut off prop bets on two-way players. Will that be enough? I don't know. I mean, you know, money's all relative here, right? Like some people might say making $500,000 should kind of stop you from being involved in something like this, which is what Jontay Porter made on the two-way deal. We see the NCAA pushing for prop bets to be over on college athletes altogether, right? And college athletes are believed to be kind of more susceptible to this because some of them make no money. A lot of them make very little money through NIL, right? But I think the next few years are going to be very interesting because we're going to see how this all plays out in real time. Athletes who have grown up gambling, athletes who are comfortable with gambling, now are also the ones who are being gambled on. And whether they start to gamble on themselves, start to gamble on their teammates, just because it's so normalized for them. It's no longer a taboo, legally or culturally. I don't really know how this all going to turn out.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because it's also obviously heavily affecting their experience. You know, people yelling at them from the stands about their parlays and this and that. And we've heard a number of stories about that over the years. I guess my last question would be for you, Mike, and this can be whatever mix of your opinion and people, you know, that you talk to while reporting on these types of stories, how they feel about it. To me, like, maybe there's a middle ground where you can both keep legalized gambling, thus you can track it and all that kind of stuff. But can we maybe regulate the advertising more? Can we not make it so in our face and such a big part of it where it's really hard for the NBA or the NFL to be like, hey, our players don't gamble or treat our players nicely while you gamble. This message brought to you by DraftKings. Get a 50% off token. Like, and by the way, I say this as a sports radio host, and our industry is certainly propped up by that right now in a major, major way. So I understand that there's a lot of conflicts of interest here, and there's just a lot of money to be made. And it, like in the media, for instance, as you mentioned the story, The Athletic has a sponsorship with BetMGM. Like, this is how this works. But if we're going to try to solve these problems, I think we're going to have to think creatively. Are there solutions that are out there to try to solve these problems? What are some of the best ones that you've maybe heard?
Yeah, I don't know that I've heard good ideas yet, to be honest.
No bad ideas in a brainstorm.
I think the problem is that if you try to take it out of people's faces, right? If you take it out, you know, you watch a game on TNT now, Charles Barkley's like making his bets for FanDuel, right? Like,
he guarantees
who in the world needs... Right. And so the problem with that is if you try to create kind of designated streams for people who are interested in gambling, or you try to create kind of designated windows for all this stuff is in your face, and if you're watching something else, it's not, then the reach is lowered, right? Like, And then these betting companies who are using their advertising dollars to try to reach as many people are just not reaching as many people. And I think the money that sports gambling companies are spending in sports is so important now that it's also hard to kind of cut it off, right? Like we see revenue coming at, we see revenue in other areas coming down, and sports leagues and teams and you know, media all have to find a way to make up for it. And sports gambling is stepping into that void. And so walking that line of, you know, lessening their visibility, yet also taking just as much money. I don't know how you figure those two things out. You know, I don't know how you make it less, you know, how you put less sports gambling in everyone's face, but also you get just as much money from the sports gambling companies while doing that.
Yeah, the answer is you probably don't, and that's not an option viability-wise for a lot of media companies right now. So thus, we have different problems to solve, or we have our current problems to solve. Mike Vorkunov writing about it at The Athletic. Mike, this was great. Really appreciate it, and again, great work on the story.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Our pleasure. Mike Vorkunov with us here on The Hoffman Show. Two orders of business left here on the Team 980. We will let you hear our conversation with Jamila Weideman, the Mystics general manager, coming up next, and then our weekend preview to send you off into the weekend still to come here on the Team 980. But first, the latest in the world of women's sports presented to you by Wawa. Chicken how you wanna at Wawa with customizable, roasted, and crispy chicken sandwiches.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Our weekend preview coming up in just a few minutes. But rounding out our WNBA draft week here, we had a chance on whatever day it was, Wednesday, to talk the taste. Oh, how they run together. Jamila Weidman's the general manager of the Washington Mystics. We talked to her after the press conference on Wednesday, and we haven't had a chance to play that conversation for you until right now. So we are.
The draft process for you is, it's not like it just is a week, you know, till the season ends to now, but the process of meeting the actual people that you drafted, how do you go about trying to do that when so much of what you're trying to accomplish is focused on the character of who they are?
Yeah, I mean, you see character everywhere. I think you get one version of it, literally just watching players on the court. You get a different version in practice. We also are really careful to get different perspectives on what they see, right? Because everybody has a subjective lens. And so our coaches and our scouts are providing evaluations and thoughts and gathering conversations from people that are within a player's life, whether that's former coaches, because that constellation of impressions is important. Certainly wouldn't privilege just mine over everyone else. And so what you end up with is a collection of things. And then if you're lucky, you get the opportunity to talk to the athletes themselves, which is probably the most important part of the process.
So I was going to say, did you actually get a chance to talk to them? Because you used the word meet the other night in the press conference. I can't wait to meet them. And I'm like, wait, did you actually not get a chance to meet them before you drafted them?
Yeah, meet in person. Okay. Meet in person. So the prospect of having them actually walk through the door as, you know, 3D human beings was pretty exciting. And when that in fact happened, it was a whole different level, because you do have an opportunity, whether it's it was on Zoom with these guys, and you see them and you see them live. But at a certain point, you know, when you go behind the curtain and you're trying to think through your decisions, things get distant. And so to have that distance collapsed after having made the choice and they turn back into real people, it's pretty cool.
Not to say that media mock drafts are anything worth looking at other than it's something to reference, but of the three picks, the first two were very expected. Sonya and Kiki were kind of the consensus 3 and 4 players in this draft. Georgia was mocked anywhere from you guys at 6 to back even in the second round. So I'd like to just, because our time's limited, ask about Georgia. What separated her to be that third pick for you at number 6 overall?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we saw in Georgia was a very, very special combination of skills on the court and also just an incredible leader off of it. And to see her do that at 2 different universities and to be able to do that at Kentucky in just a single year, we thought was a reflection of somebody who's very, very special. She has an incredible amount of energy. She's proven herself. She is probably going to be, if she's not in the gym already, I'd be surprised. Just an incredible work ethic. And I think she's the kind of person that can be sort of a gravitational pull for our team. A great example, incredibly humble. And so I think she also will come in both hungry, but also very, very respectful of the incredible talent that we already have.
It was great, and everyone feels good on this day when you're hearing the word comfortable a lot. And it's like, oh, it just feels like a big family affair. This is a very rude league once you get on the court, and there is going to be the reality that they are going to be rookies in the WNBA, and this is the hardest league, I would think, say, in sports in the entire world because of how concentrated the talent is. So how do you both continue to make sure that they're comfortable as people but get them ready for that incredibly intense competition that, you know, they're competitive, that's why you drafted them, but how do you try to prepare them for that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you heard Georgia quote Coach Johnson saying, iron sharpens iron, and that's a hint about, you know, what's in store as all of our players come back to market and we have a chance to get them on the court together. And look, this is a natural progression. I know it sounds strange, but it's a natural progression for elite talent. These are kids who made a transition at every stage of their career to get to the next, to get to the next, to get to the next. It just so happens their next is to be professional basketball players in the WNBA. But that kind of a moment and that kind of an opportunity to step up and improve, it's not new to these guys. And so that's why we care more about their capacity than necessarily where they are right in this moment.
All right, last question for you is about you. This was your first time going through this. What'd you learn about the, you know, your first offseason as a WNBA general manager that you're ready to take into your first season, and then ultimately offseason number two?
I think two things. One I think I already knew, but if I didn't, I learned even more, which is it takes a tremendous team to be prepared in the way that you need to be prepared for a moment like that. And so I'm incredibly grateful to stand on, I think, the expertise and the developed strength at Monumental. And it's also a space that has a lot of freedom for me to inject my footprint and my way of thinking as well. And so I think this draft was an example of that. And to have fun in the process. Like, at the end of the day, it's got to be a joyful process. It can't just be fun when you win. I've seen that, and it's never true. And so I think I will carry that into the season as well.
Jamila Weideman with us here on The Hoffman Show. Jamila, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that was Jamila Weideman, the Mystics general manager, with us on Wednesday following the press conference introducing her new draftees. Of course, the Mystics season gets going, as you heard in the women's sports update, against Caitlin Clark and the Fever for the preseason May 3rd. And then the regular season gets going just a few days after that. All the games here on the Team 980. So make sure that you're tuned in. Many of them following us. We'll have some shows live from Care First Arena. Going to be a fun season in Southeast. All right, when we get back here on the Team 980, it's time for our weekend preview. The NHL playoffs start this weekend. A bunch of other fun sporting events around town. We'll get you set for what you need to know to watch this weekend next as we round out a Friday edition of the Hoffman Show. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. I feel like that music bed is very loud, Anthony, like general compared to the other ones.
Yeah, I just realized that too when you came back talking. I'm like, why is Craig so low? Or is the music bed just extremely loud?
My ears, because I wear headphones for the show, could tell you that was very loud.
Hey, I apologize.
Sorry to everyone's car speakers. Just a little throwback Nelly beat for you. As we wrap up final half hour, meaning Rebecca Black is next here on the Team 980.
Is she, Craig? Is she?
Unless you have some kind of surprise for me.
See, look, just like you surprised me with a pop quiz, Craig, I got a surprise for you too, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I'm probably going to forget about it in 5 minutes, and we'll see what happens when I actually get surprised in 10. It's time for the weekend preview, brought to you by
nobody, Craig.
Oh, so the surprise isn't a sponsor.
Oh.
Who could have seen that coming? All right, it's a busy weekend around the world of sports. We talked about the NBA playoffs earlier in the show, but just to give you the schedule real quick, and then we'll dive into the NHL schedule. Tonight, Heat Hawks. It is a 7 o'clock tip for that one, 9:30 for the Mavs and Grizzlies. Again, the biggest rooting interest in this one, if you're a Wizards fan and you're like, what do I care? No, you do. The Grizzlies win, they make the playoffs, and you get their draft pick. If not, there's a lottery-protected pick, and the Grizzlies would be in the lottery, because if you don't make the playoffs, you're in the lottery, even if you make the play-in, and thus you want the Grizzlies to make the playoffs. Go Grizz against the Mavs. They're 5.5-point favorites tonight at home, which I do think speaks well to the fact that Ja Morant should play tonight. Tomorrow is when the playoffs start. Bucks Pacers get it going, 1 o'clock on ESPN. Clippers Nuggets, 3:30 ESPN. 6 o'clock on ESPN, Pistons and Knicks. And then T-Wolves Lakers, 8:30 tomorrow night. It's on ABC, Anthony.
Yes, sir. I can't wait, man. Can't wait.
ABC action continues on Sunday before they flip to TNT Sunday night. ABC doubleheader. Mavs Grizzlies winner takes on the Thunder. Magic Celtics Eastern Conference games early on in the day. And then Heat Hawks winner takes on the Cavaliers.
or I should say the Mavs, obviously the Mavs Grizzlies Western Conference. Heat Hawks, they kick off the TNT window to Sunday night at 7 against the Cavs, and then Warriors Rockets is the nightcap, 9:30 on Sunday. That game's in Houston, which is Central Time. Can we please get a Warriors Rockets game on when I'm going to be awake? Is that too much to ask?
Sadly.
The answer's probably going to be yes, yeah. Isn't it? Son of a gun.
Are you going to surprise us one day next week where you're up watching one of these games late?
Probably not. Like I did when I was younger. My sleep schedule changed. The thing is now, like, I just got too much stuff that happens early. Like, I can't stay up late. I got early stuff that I do. I coach. I do the podcasts. Like, I have a 3-hour block every single day that I can't do anything else. As do you. It's the Hoffman Show.
Yeah.
It's when we're on the air. And so everything else in my life that has to happen in a given day has to happen before that. So as the host of multiple other shows, podcasts, digital shows, etc., as someone who has a whole other second career coaching fitness, who wants to work out himself, who has a house and a wife, and wife would like to do a thing every now and again, although she works during the day too, but that means someone's got to do the stuff around the house, I'll be damned if it's always going to be her. Hell no. I got stuff I got to do. Like, Anthony, I don't know how to tell you this, bro. I'm busy.
Oh no, I know. And you have a very busy life. I thought I did until I met you.
Yeah. So, yeah. I will say sometimes in the mornings though, or in the middle of the afternoon, I will watch a game for the night before.
Okay.
So that is helpful. I need to make sure I still have I will say one thing the NBA does, and I haven't used my online league pass in a long time. I really hope I still have the account that I had, because I think it was a media account. If not, Wizards PR, you're gonna be I know you're all getting ready to go on vacation. I'm gonna need an assist here. Mm-hmm. They have condensed versions of the games, and it's not like you can still watch the full game, but they like cut out all the free throws and stuff. And so you can watch a full 48-minute game in like 35 minutes.
Yep.
That's very helpful playoff time to watch. I can still watch the entire game without having to take 2 hours with all the stoppages and the commercials. They take out all the stoppages. They take out all that stuff. So I guess it would be 48 minutes still, but like somehow they get it down sub 48.
That's good. I mean, it worked for you. It works for your schedule.
Yeah.
Got to get it up and running.
Got to be ready by 4 o'clock. That's the key to it all. All right. The NHL playoffs start this weekend as well. Of course, Capitals taking on the Canadiens. Saturday is when everything kicks off / puck drops. Blues and Jets get going 6 o'clock on TNT Saturday night. 8:30 is Avalanche and Stars in the West. Sunday, Devils, Hurricanes, 3 o'clock. Senators, Maple Leafs, 7 o'clock. Wild, Golden Knights, 10 o'clock. And then on Monday, Anthony, that is when the Capitals begin. So we'll try to get some Caps coverage in on the show on Monday. Canadiens and Capitals, 7 o'clock is when the puck drops. Blues and Jets, 7:30. Avalanche, Stars, 9:30. Oilers and Kings. Caps game, of course, will be on Monumental Sports Network as well as on ESPN. So pick your broadcast for that one.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Have the NHL playoffs and NBA playoffs always started on the same weekend?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why
they end around the same time?
Why
too.
Am I just now realizing that? I know their season started around the same time. I didn't know their playoffs also started.
Anthony, do you know how many games are in an NHL season? Take one guess.
82.
Yes.
That is crazy. Seriously?
Yeah, it's partially math.
You know, knew that, Craig. I never knew
that. There's the same number of teams. There's 30 teams in each league. And so if you play your divisional games, 4 of them, and then your conference games, 3 of them, and the other conference, 2 of them, it adds up to 82.
Wow.
Or you can split it a different way, but ultimately, like, getting to 82 games with 30 teams is apparently very easy math because both leagues do it.
Dang, I've been in sports for a long time. I watched sports for a long time. I am just now realizing that. Wow. Wow. Pretty cool.
All right. It's fun this year because they're sharing networks too. ESPN, TNT. Just flip on one. You'll get one sport. If it's the wrong sport, go to the other network.
That's crazy.
When have things been easier? All right. So that's that. Other sports that we like to keep an eye on this show. Monster NWSL matchup this weekend for your Washington Spirit. The Spirit are in Orlando, rematch of the Challenge Cup game, which was a rematch and still is a rematch of last year's championship game. Spirit, of course, took the Challenge Cup, which is the preseason one-game tournament. The Pride, unfortunately, took the championship last year. Spirit are getting healthier, but still not fully healthy, but they can definitely compete. We did a big old preview of this game on the Hoffman Women's Sports WOSO show, Women's Soccer show, me and Andre Carlisle. That is on our YouTube page at Hoffman W Sports if you would like that. And then, Anthony, next weekend, the Spirit are hosting Gotham. And I believe that game might already be sold out. So another solid 19,000 folks going to be at Audi Field for a heck of a matchup next weekend.
Dang, already sold out, man.
We'll see if we can find you a ticket somewhere.
I mean,
but somewhere might be like in the boonies.
Hey, last time I went, I was up high. It didn't matter to me. I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
Not a bad seat in the house, so.
Hey, look, it wasn't. You know, I got to stretch my legs out a little bit, you know.
You ain't going to be able to stretch your legs out if it's sold out.
Well, that too.
Yeah, so you got that to figure out.
Yeah.
Other than that, Formula One's in Saudi Arabia this weekend. Street track should be a good, interesting race. So we'll see how that goes down. And anything else? Any boxing this weekend, Anthony, from the Anthony Boxing Department?
Next weekend there's some boxing. Not this weekend.
All right. I know DC Defenders, I believe, are in town this weekend as well. So they'll be doing their work at Audi Field while the Spirit are away. Anything else that we should note?
Easter?
It's Easter Sunday. I was going to get breakfast with someone on Sunday morning, and we set a time and a place, and we were very, very set on doing what we were going to do. And then texted me back and goes, it's Easter. Never mind.
Yeah.
All right. So never mind on those plans. Can you imagine just jauntering in, forgetting that it's Easter? You're in like a decent, appropriate clothes for whatever restaurant you're at, and then everyone else is just in their Sunday Easter best, and you're like, what is going on in the name of the bunny?
And then you also realize it's just so busy and so packed because everybody's going to be out.
Yeah, no, it's Sunday. Go for a nice long run. Ain't going to be nobody outside. Or maybe you will. Maybe there'll be maybe people will be out doing Easter egg hunts.
That's fun.
Just run off with people's eggs.
Yeah.
This segment, somehow, some way, is brought to you by nobody. Here's a look at what's trending.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You are such a fool. It's the Hoffman Show. Oh, my God. On the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, too, at the Team 980, where Anthony Haney has decided to not give you Rebecca Black on a Friday. Instead, if you've been listening all week, you understand why he just played the Go-Go remix of All I Want for Christmas Is You. Actually, you know why if you've listened, in that you remember when he did that earlier in the week. We had a whole discussion about it. You don't know why because we don't know what's going on inside that brain of his.
How was that, Craig? Was that a nice surprise for you?
Yeah, it was. I got a good chuckle out of it.
Okay,
I got a very.
That's all
nice...
I wanted. So now I can play Rebecca Black Friday. Yay, JK.
Okay. For the last 5 minutes of the week, if it becomes the Haney Show instead of the Hoffman Show, then I think we'll be fine. Coming up next week on the show, I feel like we're some. Do we have something on Monday?
The
Caps play Monday night, so we'll probably try to sneak in some Caps preview. We're going to be very, very NFL draft heavy next week.
Yeah, we have a couple of topics. We might get some guests from Team 980, 106.7 The Fan. We're cooking some stuff. That's what I'll say.
Okay. Is there anything, any particular day? I mean, Adam Peters does his pre-draft presser on Tuesday. So you'll hear from Peters on Tuesday. Anything else that we need to let folks know about that's happening?
I think that's everything.
Okay. I'm going to put together all three of our coach interviews from the week. Kenny Brooks, Neil Ivey, and Lindsey Gottlieb, who joined us earlier in the show today, the three college head coaches of the Mystics draft picks in a special Hoffman W Sports podcast. So it's a different podcast feed, but you can check that out at Hoffman W, or just search Hoffman W Sports in your favorite podcast app. And all of our the digital shows and the exclusive stuff that I do on YouTube, that stuff goes often there in audio form. But the three interviews that we did this week, I think it's nice to put them all in one place if folks missed it and want to. So I'm going to work on that probably tomorrow. And then beyond that, anything you missed on the show this week? We had great stuff. Take Command was awesome. If you missed Jeremy Green, you don't want to miss Jeremy Green. Did a big old mock draft. And by big old, I mean we went through the fourth round. We would have won later, but we traded away all our seventh round picks to move around in that draft. So we got that for you to listen to this weekend. Really, this has been one of the most fun. Like, this week was stressful, Anthony, because there was a lot going on. But it has been one of the more fun weeks we've had on the show because we did a lot of different stuff.
No, it's definitely been fun. Got to go a few places, have remotes.
Take some field trips, talk some folks, do some things.
Meet
flex,
some people.
Flex a little bit on our ability to cover different things well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. The only thing that's left to do then is one final edition of the week of Real Things Real People Said in Real Microphones. All right, Anthony, what's in the magical folder of fun sound?
All right, we have a couple of things. One, Steph Curry and Steve Kerr, they shared a great moment after.
This was good. We should play this. Last night, or a couple nights ago, after Steph Curry closed out the Grizzlies with 10 of, or the final 10 Warriors points, he and Steve Kerr shared this moment.
That is the sign of a true superstar on a night that's not your night to do what you did down the stretch. That's who you are. It's just incredible. You know, whether it's your night or not, it's just like every night you come through and it's amazing.
It is. And, you know, it's funny. It's not his night. He finished with 37, didn't he?
Yeah, he was going crazy.
Those last 10 really helped. But 37, not your night. Must be nice. What else we got?
We have somebody. There's a reporter.
Oh, this was funny.
She asked whether or not she was Coach O.
Her Louisiana accent came out, and it came out by accident.
Now, this roster the Tigers have, who am I? Coach O? I'll let the Thibodeau slip out for a second there. Lock in.
I love the pep talk to yourself. Lock in. Oh, I sent this to you from the other. I want to give the proper credit.
CBS Sports?
CBS Sports is the one that posted it, but it's Brianna Andres. Brianna, congratulations. Welcome to Real Things. That was funny. I enjoyed both the, who am I, Coach O, and the pep talk. Come on, lock in. We've all had those moments, Anthony.
Especially when we had to do stand-ups for, you know, our Newhouse classes.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there's probably a lot of bad tape that got deleted.
Good.
I really hope it got deleted. All right, that's our show. Appreciate you all for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.